Shalom to all. Today's office is about Basra Dafai Tess. We are starting about the 11th line with a quote from the Mishnah, Machar Ashma Machar Zivil of Chulu. And today's office sponsor, Leila Nishmas, Mars Mirmsar, Basra Yaakov Maisha, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, today we're going to be learning about Me'ila, which is when someone misappropriates, he uses Hektish for his own purpose, B'shaygig, he has to pay the value of the Anar received, and an added Chaimesh, a fifth, and he also has to bring a carbon. Now, there's three different levels of Hektish. The highest is called Kachim Mizbeach. The item itself could be used on the Mizbeach, such as an animal for carbon, or even wine, oil, or flour, which could be used for Menachos or Nesachim. The next level is called Kachim Bedek Habayis. These can't be used for the Mizbeach, but could be used for the Bedek Habayis, the Beis HaMikdash upkeep. For example, stones for building, or gold, silver, and copper for Kalim. And the third level, which is the lowest, are items that cannot be used on the Mizbeach or in the Beis HaMikdash, such as food or non-kosher animals and the like, and these are sold by the Gizbar, and the proceeds are used for the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah. Tanan Hasmi, we have a Mishnah over there, Mizeches Me'ila, that tells us, Kol Roi LaMizbeach, V'loi LaBedek Habayis, anything that's fit for the Mizbeach, but it's not right for Bedek Habayis, or the Bedek Habayis, V'loi LaMizbeach, it's fit for Bedek Habayis, and not for the Mizbeach, Loi LaMizbeach, V'loi LaBedek Habayis, it's not fit for either. In all these cases, it doesn't make a difference what it's fit for. If someone made a hektish, mylin bohen, uvamasha besaychon, these are two very key words over here. A person is mylin them and anything that's inside them or on them. Ketzad, what's an example of this, says the Mishnah? Hektish bar mlei mayim. Let's use makdish, a pit full of water. Neither pit nor the water able to be used in the base of mikdash. The pit, obviously not. And water, even though usually it's used for nisach hamayim, this can't be used because it's not from a spring. It's not from a stream. It's just sitting in a pit and therefore it can't be used either. Or ashba smoy zevel, an ashba which literally means like a garbage dump that's full of fertilizer. Or shevech malayonim, a dove coat that's full of doves. The shevech itself can't be used. The doves are able to be used as a carbon. Or sadam le'asavim, a field filled with grasses. None of these could be used in the Beis HaMikdash. Or ilan nasei peiros, a tree full of fruit. In all these cases, ma'ilan behen uvamash b'saychon, a person is going to be ever me'ila with the thing itself and that which is b'saychon in it or on it, namely the water or the zevel or the doves or the grasses or the fruits. Aval, however, continues the Mishnah. Hekdish bar v'achrach nesmalimayim. He was makdish just a bar and afterwards it got filled up with water. Or ashba v'achrach nesmal zevel. He was makdish the ashba, and afterwards it got filled up with fertilizer. Or shayvach ma'achach nesmal yoinim. He was makdish the dove coat, and only afterwards the doves came. Elon ma'achach nasa peiros. He was makdish the elon, and only afterwards it grew fruit. Sadev ma'achach nesmal asavim, the field, and only afterwards it got filled up with the grass. Ma'ilin bahen ve'ein ma'ilin mashav seichon. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says a person is only over me'ila with the thing itself that he was makdish, and not that which is beseichon, these things that came afterwards. And that's because according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no me'ila begidulin, something that grew or something that came later on, and therefore he's only going to be over me'ila with the actual thing itself. Now, Rabbi Yasi tells us, HaMakdish is a sadeh v'se'ilon. If a person is makdish a field or a tree, Mailin b'hen u'bigdulein, a person is ivar me'ilah with the thing itself and that which grows from it. And why is that m'neshen gidulei hektish? Because these are gidulim of hektish. They're growing from hektish and therefore they're also hektish and one's going to be ivar me'ilah even though he wasn't makdish the thing that grew from it. Now, Tanya, we have a braisa on this. Amar Rabbi says, Nirin to Rabbi Yehuda b'bar v'shaivach, it's seeming to go like Rabbi Yehuda when we're talking about a bar and a shaivach, that which comes afterwards is not hektish. And v'divrei Rabbi Yasi, it's more seeming to go like Rabbi Yasi, besadav Elon, that which comes afterwards is hektish. So the Gemara asks, Hi Mai, what's Rebbe referring to? Bishlam Nirin de Rebbe Yehuda Bar V'Shaivach. We can understand that this lashon of Rebbe, Nirin de Rebbe Yehuda, the Rebbe Yehuda's words are seeming, and we're talking about a bar and Shaivach, Mechlal de Palagah Sadav Elon, that's mashma that Rebbe Yehuda argues, even in the case of Sadav and Elon, and it's just that we don't go like him. Ella Nirin de Rebbe Yasi besadav Elon, but by Rebbe saying that it's seeming that we go like Rebbe Yasi when we're talking about a Sadav and Elon, Mechlal, we can infer from there the Palagah Bar V'Shaivach, that Rebbe Yasi argues in the case of a bar and a Shaivach, and that even Masha B'Saychon, the things that come afterwards in the bar and the Shaivach, do become hektish. But the problem is, while Rabbi Yasi Sad V'Elon Ka'amar, Rabbi Yasi only said a Sad and Elon. He didn't say anything about bar and Shaivach. And so Rebbe's Lashon that he uses, near and Dever Rabbi Yasi B'Sad V'Elon, is misleading. And Rechitim, if you're going to suggest that L'Dvar Rabbi Yehuda Ka'amar, that Rabbi Yasi is just saying this in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, namely that Rabbi Yasi is telling Rabbi Yehuda, according to you, the din should be different with Sad and Elon. But the Rabbi Yasi himself argues, even in the case of bar and Shaivach, well, that doesn't make sense either because Vatani, we have a Brass that tells us Beferosh, Rabbi Yasi says, "Ain ani raya divrei shel Rabbi Yehuda b'sad ve'ilon." I do not agree to Rabbi Yehuda's shita in sad and ilon, mipnei shen gedulei hektish, because they're gedulei hektish. Now, what do we see from here? B'sad ve'ilon hu de'ena raya. Rabbi Yasi is clearly telling us that he doesn't agree to Rabbi Yehuda when we're talking about a sad and ilon, haba bar v'shayvach raya. But it's clearly mashma that he does agree to Rabbi Yehuda with bar and shayvach. And so, back to our question on Rabbi, why is Rabbi saying near and divrei Rabbi Yasi b'sad ve'ilon, which is mashma that Rabbi Yasi argues with bar and shayvach, but that's not true? So the Gemara answers, "You're right. We just misunderstood how to interpret what Rebbe's saying. Hachi Kamar, this is really what he's telling us. Nirin divrei Rebbe Yehuda li Rebbe Yasi bebar v'shayvach. What Rebbe Yehuda said is seeming to Rebbe Yasi, meaning Rebbe Yasi agrees to Rebbe Yehuda when we're talking about a bar in shayvach. Shaf Rebbe Yasi lo nechak alav. Even Rebbe Yasi doesn't argue in Rebbe Yehuda el besad v'ilon, except for when we're talking about a sad and ilon. Avol bar v'shayvach mighty lay. When we're talking about a bar in shayvach, he does agree to Rebbe Yehuda, namely if he was makdish a bar in shayvach, and only afterwards the water came and the doves came, so those things would not be hektish, and he only argues when we're talking talking about a Sada and an Ilan. And we continue discussing this. Tanur Banu, we have a Braisa. Hekdesh and Rekanin. A person was makdish these things. We're not so sure what these things are yet, but he was makdish them empty. They didn't have anything in them or on them. Barakach Nismalu, and afterwards they got filled up. Moilin Bahen, Vein Moilin Mashab Saichan. A person is only going to be over Me'ila with the thing itself that became Hekdesh, but not that which is in it because it came afterwards. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, Af Moilin Mashab Saichan, a person is even over Me'ila with that which is in them, even though it came afterwards. Now, Rabbi tries to explain, Machloikes Besada Ve'ilon. The whole Machloikes over here is only we're talking about Asada and Elon. The Tanakama Sava like Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakama holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Sava like Rabbi Yasi, and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yasi, that even though the thing came afterwards, namely the grasses grew in the field or the fruit grew on the tree, it's still going to be Hekdesh because it's growing from something that became Hekdesh. Aval, Babar Veshaivach, when we're talking about being Makdesh, Abar Neshaivach, they were Akal Moilin Bahen, Ve'ain Moilin Masha Besaichon, everyone agrees that you're only ever Me'ila with the thing itself and not with that which is in it because it came afterwards. And even Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon would agree to that. However, Amalei Abaye Abaye told Rabba, Ve'elah HaDetanya, what about the following Braisa? This Braisa is the opposite. Hekdesh and Malayin, let's say he was makdish it full. It already had the thing in it or on it. Mailin Bahen, Uva Masha Besaychon, the Tanakama says he's going to be ever Me'ila with it and with the thing that's in it. Now, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Machlef, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon switches his Shita around, meaning he holds the opposite that he does in the previous Braisa. In the previous Braisa, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says he is ever Me'ila B'Masha Besaychon, and over here he holds he's not ever Me'ila B'Masha Besaychon. Now, if they try to figure out why that is, now I intend based on top, if you're going to say that their homachlokes is with Sada and Elon, my machlef, why would Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon switch his shita around in the second braiso? If in the first braiso, when it was made hektish without the fruit, nonetheless Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds that Masha B'Saychem is hektish, then for sure he should hold the same in the second braiso when it was made hektish with it there already. And because of this question, we have to switch around our understanding. Elam Rabbi Rabbi says you're right. Machlokes Bar V'Shaivach. The machlokes over here is when he was makdish a bar and shayvach. Aval B'Sada V'Elon, when he was makdish a Sada and Elon, Divra Kol Melon and Bahen Uba Masha B'Saychem. Everyone agrees that he's male with it and that which is in it. Now we have to understand Shitas Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon with bar and shayvach. So that's what the Gemara asks. Ubar v'shayvach b'rekanin b'may pligi. When we're talking about a bar and shayvach that he was makdish when they were empty and only later on they got filled, what are they arguing about over there? Why does Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon say that he's over me'ila b'masha b'saychon if it came later and uv malein b'may pligi when he was makdish it when it was full? What do they argue about? The Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says that he's not over me'ila b'masha b'saychon. So Gemara answers b'rekanin pligi b'pligi Rabbi Rabbanon. When we're talking about rekanin that he was makdish it empty, Ramachalika says the same thing that Rabbi and Rabbanon are arguing about. The Tanakama Sarva Lok Rabbanon. The Tanakama holds like the Rabbanon. The Amri, they say, Ein Adam Makin Dovash Halabai La'olam. A person can't be Makin something that's not in the world. Therefore, when he was Makin Shit Rekanin empty, and only later on they got filled up, well, that's called Dovash Halabai La'olam. It was empty, and the thing that later on came was not here now. It's called Shalabai La'olam, and he doesn't have the ability to Makin Shit. Whereas Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Sarva Krav Meir, he holds like Krav Meir, the Amru holds Adam Makin Dovash Halabai La'olam. A person could be Makin something that's not here yet, and therefore, even though he was Makin Shit empty, that Hektish still goes on something that later on comes in, and therefore he's going to be over Me'ila even on Masha B'Saychon, even though again it came later on. Ask the Gemara, hold on 1 second. And with the Shalom Slayer Rav Meir, maybe we only hear that Rav Meir says, Aldo Maknish Davish Loi Bala Olam Kigayim Paris Dekel. For example, the Paris that grow on a palm tree, Davidi D'Asu, because they're most probably going to end up growing on the palm tree, so you could be Maknish them now, even though they're not here yet. But Hani, Mi Yemer D'Asu, these things are we able to say they're for sure going to come? We're talking about when he was Maknish a bar and a Shaivach, and the bar was empty, it had no water in it, and the Shaivach had no doves in it, and how could we say that most probably the bar is going to fill up with water, and most probably the shayvach is going to get doves in it? Who says? And perhaps even Rav Meir would argue in that case. Some Rav Rava answers it actually is possible. But Mishkachas that we can find this is talking about the following: but Maim Habayim Derech Chatzer Labar, the water is coming from his chatzer directly into the bar. Namely, there's drain pipes that are most definitely going to take all the water in his chatzer and empty them into the bar. So that's something that's avidi da asu. It will almost definitely happen. And V'yayim Habayim Derech Shayvach LeShayvach. When we're talking about the doves, they're coming from his other shayvach, which is nearby, into this shayvach, and also they are most probably going to come because that other shayvach is nearby, and therefore, again, it's called avidi de asu, and therefore we're able to apply shita Rav Meir that adam makdish davar shloi by la'olam. We continue explaining uvum le'em mai pligi when we're talking about that he was makdish something that was malei already. What's our argument? Why does Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon say that he's not going to be over me'ila b'masha b'saychem if it was there when he was makdish it? So Amarava, according to some gersayos, it's Rabba kigayin shehektish bar stam. We're talking about that he was just makdish the bar and he didn't say anything about the water. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon savor la'kavua. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds like his father, the Amr, who says, Don in Din Gavaya Medin Hedyat, that we learn Din Gavaya. Gavaya literally means on high, that's referring to Hekdesh, and we learn that from Din Hedyat, meaning from regular people's dinim. Ma Din Hedyat, just like when we're dealing with a Hedyat, namely when a regular person sells his bar, Matsi Amar, he can tell the buyer, Beir's Vinilach, my Lois Vinilach, I sold you the bar, but I didn't sell you the water in it. That's because they didn't stipulate clearly that the water was included. And so the seller could tell the buyer, I only sold you the bar, not the water that's in it. Af Din Gavaya, it's the same exact thing when he's being being makdish something, beira akdish, my loy akdish, he's able to say that I was only makdish the bar and I wasn't makdish the water. And that's the case where Reb Shimon holds that even though he was makdish it malay, it had the water in there, nonetheless, he's not going to be over me'ilo on masha b'soichan because that wasn't included in the hekdish. Now the Gemara just asks on this last thing that we mentioned, v'din hedya t'loy, is the din of a hedya to a regular person selling something really like that, and we say the water is not included in the bar? But now, we had a Mishnah that told us b'feirush, machar bar, machar meimav, that if a person sold a bar, included in that is the water, automatically. And so how could we say the opposite? Amarav Rava answers, masis nichidahi, that Mishnah is a das yachid, it's only according to one Tana. The Tanya Weva Breset says, machar bar, uloy machar meimav, that if a person sells his bar, the water is not included in that, and it's only Rav Nosson Omer, Rav Nosson who says, machar bar, machar meimav, that if a person sold his bar, the water is included. So we see that's just a das yachid, but the majority opinion holds that if the bar was sold, the water is not included in that, and that's where Blaz Rav Shimon is going like. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with another Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.